our communities contribute in ways that make life better for us all. There's an old Chinese saying, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. There's a Dearborn resident and Eagle Scout that I'm sure you'd like to talk a little bit about.
Yeah, this is a man that I met and is doing some amazing things. Jim Gaylord from Dearborn, an Eagle Scout, and is amazing in himself. Anybody that knows scouting and knows what it takes to become an Eagle Scout knows the work, the dedication, the perseverance that goes into that. But Jim is also a disabled man, a developmentally disabled man, who makes this event of becoming an Eagle Scout a number of years ago extraordinary. And he continues to give back. He was recently in Livonia talking to other residents about the importance of democracy and giving back to our communities. Here's a man with a disability that's making a difference. And in March is Developmental Disabilities Month, or Disabilities Month, where we can celebrate every great thing about Americans. And it was Alexis de Tocqueville that talked about these issues, which really separate us from any country, and that is our willingness to continue to contribute, give back, and participate in the democratic process. And Jim Gaylord is a man that is doing just that.
It's interesting, with his disabilities, he's able to do so much, and he's got the full support of his dad, and he must be a huge inspiration for a lot of folks who don't have the same challenges he does.
He absolutely is, and that's what I wanted to highlight. And as you've pointed out, Dome Magazine, which anybody can get a free subscription to by going to domemagazine.com. There's some extraordinary writers at Dome, but pick up a copy of it through the free internet and take a look. We need to celebrate the good that's happening. And it's also a reflection of, this is investments that you and I as taxpayers have made in people like Jim Gaylord. Jim is supported by an agency in here in southeastern Michigan called Community Living Services that provides this level of service from people with severe disabilities throughout Wayne and Oakland County, making a difference, helping provide support to people. And as Jim's pointed out, all of us need help in some way, some fashion, in some time in our lives. Some of us with severe disabilities, but as a friend reminded me, we're all TABS, T-A-B, temporarily able-bodied. Perhaps we're an accident, a stroke, a heart attack away from being disabled ourselves, and we need to think about that, reflect on it, and celebrate the good things that are happening in our state.
Tom Watkins is a former Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. Tom, on 60 Minutes, there was this story about a Sal Khan from the Khan Academy. As a matter of fact, we're scheduling him to be on our program next week. And it was fascinating what this guy has done. He has made online learning fun and easy, so much so that he has gotten big-time grants from big-time donors and left his job to run this organization, which is a nonprofit to help kids learn. And I found it very interesting how he was talking about online learning could be fun and what seems to be threatening teachers and teachers' union. He said it's quite the opposite. It gives teachers more the opportunity to teach and work one-on-one with students who aren't progressing as at a fast pace as other students.
And he's absolutely right. The Khan Academy has flipped education on its head, and it shouldn't be and is not a threat to education. What it does is help teachers really use the skills, the talents they have in better and more productive ways. As we've talked before, Tony, we really need to reimagine education in the state, in this nation. Take a look at how we help our teachers teach and our children learn, and use technology to do that. Here in Michigan, we have one, and I think they've been on your program. It's called the WAY program, wayprogram.net. People can get information on it, which is a blended e-learning program that has high rigorous academic standards And it's project-based, taking people with the skills and the interests they have and building on that. The individual, the city, state, and nation that gets its education system right and really educates our children to be competitive and collaborate on the world stage is going to be the individual, the city, state, and the nation that's going to thrive in the 21st century. We need to reimagine education with a great sense of urgency.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.